just wanted to ask you about your new signing to Bellator and a number of Canadian fighters signing, and also with the new television network carrying the fights. And I was wondering what you think this will do for a number of Canadian fighters who might not get seen by American audiences normally.
Well, I think it's a huge opportunity. Like you said, you know, a lot of us are up here fighting, but we don't have the American exposure, which is, you know, the majority of the market. Canada's got a strong scene. It's got a huge following, but at the same time, the U.S., just viewerships alone, it's going to be incredible just to be able to fight and get viewed by so many people. You know, primetime television in the U.S., so it's a huge step.
Also, I was wondering what you thought about the tournament structure of Bellator, or a lot of other promotions, UFC, Strikeforce, and other smaller promotions tend to have more just matchmaker freeform. How do you feel about having a goal to work for with known payout?
Well, you know, it's a tougher schedule, but it's a huge opportunity, and it's one of those things where if you're having trouble getting fights, well, here's your guaranteed way to get three fights in a hurry and three fights in, you know, high prestige. You're going to face three of the top guys in the international scene, and it's a winner must go on. So, you know, it's a huge, huge opportunity for everybody involved.
You've been fighting for over a decade. Do you think that any of the gaps that you had in time for fighting, do you think those have played into how you restart each time? Or do you think that, you know, once a fighter, always a fighter, just about the training camps?
Yeah, I think once a fighter, always a fighter. The truth of the matter is no one has 10 years straight of training and fighting. I've been competing in various sports. I've been wrestling my whole life, been competing my whole life. And, you know, whether or not I was fighting, I was still always involved in the game. I've always been a close follower. I've always been training with my teammates. It was just more or less I didn't have the time to commit to actually compete at a high level.
And so you're entering at welterweight, and right now champion is Lyman Good, and he started off through a specific camp of Tiger Shulman. I was wondering what you think about, especially since I know you're a championship wrestler, how important is it to stick with a specific camp, or is it sometimes better just to go out and diversify to pick up different things from, you know, different trainers all over?
I think you need a little bit of both. I think it's great that you have a specific camp. Like, I've always got, you know, my boys back home that I'm always going to train with. I've been training with for a decade. But at the same time, it's always good to diversify, go out. Like, I've been going to TriStar now with the guys at Montreal. I go there for a little mini training camp just to bring a different perspective and some fresh bodies in to work with you, because, you know, you can get stagnant training with the same guys all the time because you learn each other's moves, tendencies. You know, you get someone new in there, and, you know, they might exploit something new that you haven't realized, or you might pick up something new. So it's always good to diversify a bit, but still have your core group.
And as far as sponsorship goes, this will probably open the door to even more sponsorship just because of a bigger viewing audience, also a South American viewing audience. Do you find that sponsorship in Canada plays out a bit differently than it does in the States in general when you're not in a promotion that broadcasts in the States?
100%. Sponsorship opportunities, especially me being from Ontario where MMA is still illegal, so no shows are actually in Ontario. Sponsorship's been real tough for me, so this is going to be a whole new step, me trying to get my own sponsorships and things like that, but it's a big opportunity at the same time.
Great. Well, those were just a few questions I wanted to ask, so we have some sound clips, and I'm going to be writing up a full piece about you entering and you actually being a big acquisition for Bellator, and just overall how Bellator is looking to have an exciting season. So I really want to thank you.
I know. I appreciate it. Any other questions or, you know, whatever, just give me a call back, and I'll be happy to answer them.
Sounds great. Take care.
All right. Appreciate it. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.